For children in poverty, life has always been hard. But the pandemic, war, and weather disasters have thrust families into a global food crisis. The hungry are even hungrier. When you sponsor a child through Compassion, you provide the food, clean water, and other support needed to make sure your child survives. Plus, with your love and encouragement, that child can grow and thrive. You can find out how to choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at ksbj.org. Hi there, I'm Bill Ingram, and this is Welcome to Texas, a show about Texas history, lifestyle, and faith here in the Lone Star State. On today's show, we'll learn about the birth of the modern petroleum industry, what happened at Spindletop in the Golden Triangle. We'll also look back at the Sam Houston Coliseum in Houston, and we'll learn about God's wrath and God's grace. That's all coming up on today's Welcome to Texas. Hope on Demand is a brand new mobile app where you can see videos, listen to podcasts, read blogs and articles to help you grow in your faith. Download the mobile app now on iOS and Android. Just search for Hope on Demand. God's grace is a wonderful thing because He forgives us of our sins, and we all sin. But to fully understand God's grace, we must also understand God's wrath. Now, God's wrath is different from ours in that when God is angry, He doesn't sin. Most of the time, us humans do. When God is angry, He is not vindictive or emotional. Rather, it's a judgment of anything that's not holy. God made His wrath known very early in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve disobeyed God. He showed His wrath again during the great flood of the earth, and there are other examples of God's wrath in the Bible too. The thing is, God does not want us to live in fear. God is very loving and gracious. He knows we're going to make mistakes and that we will sin. But God chooses to give us grace. That's why it's important for us to talk to God daily. My mama used to say, talk to God early and often. God chooses to forgive us of our sins when we confess our sins to Him. Yep, God's grace is a wonderful thing. In Ephesians 2:8, it says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." Hope on Demand has a brand new podcast called The Art of Friendship. It's hosted by my friend and author, Kim Weir. It's all about creating and keeping relationships that matter. Look for it now wherever you listen to podcasts. Just search for The Art of Friendship. The Sam Houston Coliseum was the first major venue for concerts and events in the city of Houston. Before the Astrodome, the Sam Houston Coliseum was home to the Houston Fat Stock Show and Livestock Exposition. Yep, that's what we called it back then. In 1966, what we now call the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo moved to the Astrodome. The Beatles played two shows in what would be their only Houston appearance at the Sam Houston Coliseum, August the 19th, 1965. Both shows, by the way, were sellouts. I went to my first concert at the Sam Houston Coliseum as a spectator there in 1972. I went to see Three Dog Night. I just had to see drummer Floyd Sneed play Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog. You know, the real name of the song is Joy to the World, but you know what I mean. He was fantastic, by the way. I also used to go see Houston wrestling on Friday nights during the late 60s and early 70s. A good friend of mine, Mike, and his dad loved wrestling. They used to invite me to tag along. Paul Bosch was the host, and he was great at agitating the wrestlers in his interviews. That was entertaining to me when I was in junior high school. Yes, I know wrestling is orchestrated and all that, but it was a lot of fun to watch. The Sam Houston Coliseum was located downtown at 801 Bagby. It was demolished in 1998 and rebuilt as the Hobby Center for the Performing Arts. It opened in 2003 as part of the Houston Theater District. Hope on Demand has a podcast called Anything But Quiet Time. It's hosted by my good friends Rochelle and Carter. Each week they have fun and insightful conversation about what they're learning in their quiet time. You can download it now wherever you listen to podcasts. Just search for Anything But Quiet Time. It was 121 years ago that the Spindletop oil field was discovered just south of Beaumont. Despite negative reports from geologist Anthony F. Lucas, was convinced that there was oil in the salt domes on the upper Texas coast. This is what went down. Mud began to bubble up from a well they were drilling. The roughnecks knew what was coming, so they ran like all get out. Then 6 tons of 4-inch drilling pipe came shooting up out of the ground. First it was the mud, then the gas, and finally black gold, Texas tea, and a stream of oil shot 100 feet into the air. The crew had drilled down to more than 1,100 feet, and oil blew out of the ground for 9 days until it was finally capped. This was the birth of the modern petroleum industry. After that, investors spent billions of dollars in Texas in search of oil and natural gas, and that put the Golden Triangle on the map. Many of the major oil companies were born at Spindletop, including Texaco and Gulf Oil Corporation, which is now Chevron, Magnolia Petroleum Company, and Humble Oil, which is now Exxon. Today, the wellhead is marked by a flagpole at Spindletop Park. Well, I got a boot scoot and boogie out of here. I'm Bill Ingram, and this has been Welcome to Texas, a show about Texas history, lifestyle, and faith here in the Lone Star State. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I hope you'll join me again for Welcome to Texas.